Everybody rise, please.
She's pledged the flag. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a moment of silence for all our first responders and our military, please. Thank you. Item 601, let the festivities begin.
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay.
Where's the music?
So, roll call, Director Sanderson?
Here, aye, whatever, here.
Director Israel?
I'm sorry.
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Link?
Here. Okay, so can I get approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes, warrants approved by the Fed for February 19th, and regular board meetings for the 19th?
I make the motion to approve.
I second it.
So motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and regular board meeting minutes and warrants of February 19th, 2019. And also as a note, there was no March 2019 board meeting made by Director Israel, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is San Gabriel Pass Regional Water Alliance update. Mr. Davis?
There is nothing.
Okay.
Still the same stuff?
Yeah, we just keep talking about Beaumont and nothing about us or anything.
Okay. Manager's update. Our manager's report, please.
The district field crew has been replacing and upgrading all old water meters, which includes but not limited to upgrading the copper service lateral, replacing older cord stops, and both the district and customer shutoff valves. We've been having a rash of attempt theft and theft of district water apparatus, including vandalism, continues to occur. The first occurrence was a fire hydrant was attempted on to be stolen on Helen Street on January 17th. Then we had a successful theft of backflow device belonging to a managed corporation, which was located inside the Robertson Cement plant on January 19th. Then we had another fire hydrant attempt to be stolen at Esperanza and Almond Street. And the second attempt was on January 25th, which they were successful. Then there was an attempt of a fire hydrant on Bonita and Apache trails right at the curb. That occurred on February 28th. And then the last attempt was this photo here, which was an attempt of a 5/8 old residential water meter at almost the same location on Bonita Avenue and Apache Trails. What I'm going to ask from the board members, you might want to keep your ears open to see if you can catch any scuttlebug on who's doing this. If it's a person or persons. Apparently they're not very intelligent because these are very cheap webbing pull cords. And the reason why their attempts have been a failure is because it ends up snapping when pulling hydrants. I think these are rated about like 200 pounds and you need at least, 500 or more when it comes to snatching a fire hydrant, especially when you don't undo all the bolts.
Is there a way to put tamper-resistant bolts on these?
We're looking at that. We're getting pricing, and of course, that's going to impact our budget. So hopefully when we do get a cost and plus, you know, labor, we might put it into a new fiscal year budget.
How many hydrants do we have?
Do we have? Probably about 50 throughout town.
6 bolts, 8 bolts?
There are 8 bolts. Except for the blow-offs in the east side.
What's in the fire hydrants that they...
Brass.
Mm-hmm. They're all brass, 100% brass?
Yeah. Well, inside, the valves and the stem.
So they're stealing trying to steal for the brass, right?
Yeah.
Because they stole all the copper wiring out of all these lights right here in the park. So it's probably the same people.
I'm wondering, does it look like the same methodology?
Yeah, is it always using these
essentially
webbing?
The same.
So, well, these snatch cords.
I don't know.
So when they, now where are they taking them? Because there's not that much brass. Are they, and then what are they doing with the rest of the hydrant? Because the hydrants are cast iron, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll melt it down. Or they'll just throw it somewhere, you know, and just keep the brass.
Recycler places will take them. There are some. They won't notify us.
So, as I said, if you hear any scuttlebugs, inform me. And if you don't want to get involved, then, like, as I said, it's several private person arrests I've affected. I always told the east side, if you see a theft in progress, it's a misdemeanor. And if I'm there, if I'm in town, I'll witness it and you know, press the charges and call the sheriffs.
That strap right there is what they're using, or is it?
Yeah, what those things, they're not snatch cord. I usually, they're like tie downs.
Yeah, like ratchet straps.
Yeah, what do they say on it, you know?
Oh, that one says like Kincaid or something like that.
Yeah. There was one hydrant they just reinstalled. It was sitting in front of my office. And again, it was just one of those tie down straps.
Mm-hmm. You didn't replace that one on Esperanza, huh?
I think they just did this week. They had it capped, and then they were. I think they ordered the collar, I think it was reinstalled this last week.
What was that? That was at Esperanza.
Esperanza and all.
The bend is right there.
Right at the S turn.
Oh, so that's more by Harvey's old place.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Oh, okay, so it's not like if it was at Esperanza and Almond.
Yeah, between the bridge and between Almond and the bridge.
Oh, okay. Because I would say, if it was an Almond in Esperanza, you could have just capped it, left it capped, it would have been fine. But that's too close to a residence. So
yeah.
That's it? Oh, backhoe training?
We had a backhoe training, and...
did you call Big Alert?
Yes. We actually did.
Yeah.
Big Alert.
Morning, yeah.
As you see, there's Greg. Greg Worley instructing Clay to take full scoops, and there are some of the points that he discussed with us was he put the soils 3 foot away from the edge of the work area, and tactically, some of the consideration of placing the soil, you can go upstream, especially if it's a leak and it is muddy. If you put it on the traffic side, then you're causing a hazard for both pedestrian and traffic. And then here's the back dragging. Well, I think we just missed that part about back dragging. He's working on that. And the next class, Ellie will be joining us. And she's going to get some knowledge and experience with operating that backhoe.
You going to hop in that machine?
Yeah. I'm going to try.
When are you going to do it?
What's that?
I'm going to do it.
It'll be the 26th.
With Greg?
Yeah.
The 28th.
28th.
Yeah, we can
video
that.
28th,
so what time?
That would be
good. No, it's 26th. Friday the 26th.
I have faith in you.
What time?
We'll be there.
We're here at 8.
8 o'clock.
You want to come practice on my bulldozer?
Sure.
I'm always impressed with the operating stuff. First of all, I can't back up. I mean, that was crazy.
Jesus.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's mine.
What?
Yeah, I will check.
That's that backhoe that belongs to the district. You can, it operates both the cat and the deer configuration.
Were you at there in the wash or something?
That's our property, that the 10 acres that we bought at BC before Calvin. This is, and was in the wash. And so we cleaned it up, and
it's out on the other side of
there was practicing getting large volumes and pushing it back in the hole.
That's on the other side of the line out there?
Right there by the old house, you know, from the Mighty Net.
I didn't know that.
Off of Elm and the Mighty Net, you know, Metropolitan House.
Yeah.
Just before you get to the wash on the right hand side, you're going to go down. Go down Bonita to Elm.
Right.
Just before you get to the wash on the right hand side.
South of the bottling plant, just before the wash.
Is that our land?
10.
Is that our property,
yeah.
District property?
Yeah.
Huh. I know, yeah. That, how
I thought the state wanted to try and take that away from us.
What's that?
I thought the state...
No, that was the other property that the county bought, over 10 acres there near the storm drain by your place.
So how many acres is that then?
You have that wash, that storm drain.
Yeah, the canal behind.
Yeah, yeah. They bought 10 acres there too.
Home?
Just where the opening
is.
Area.
Oh, down at the bottom.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's quite wrong. I don't think it's quite wrong.
Okay, that's it for this month's report.
So they did successfully
steal
one hydrant?
One hydrant and one backflow device. The backflow device was not district property. It was belonged to Matic.
That's pretty gutsy to go all the way in there.
Oh yeah, they're, I'm sure his would roll because they have watch people at night.
They were probably watching the eyelids.
Yeah, the backside of her eyelid, who knows?
Next item is a transfer of funds from the general account to LAIF. I presume the account is getting too big again.
Yes, we, like I was telling our finance and audit committee, I like to see any interest we can accrue, because a little interest is better than no interest, helps us overall.
Not a problem.
And if for some reason we needed money back to pay bills, we can always transfer back, but then we'll have that interest for when that money was in the LAIF account.
So I
would like to recommend, well, just for clarification, I would like to recommend to the board that we transfer $65,000 from our general account to our LAIF account. It's a conservative number, but if the board wants to try to transfer more or less, it's entirely up to the board.
Okay. I have a question for you, and I'd like you to check into it. Is this an action that can the board actually give that responsibility?
The mm-hmm. way the district's rules and regulations are, and
okay.
You can verify with the auditors, but it
no, no problem.
The for transferring to their LAIF account, transfers in or out, it does require board approval.
Okay, not a problem.
So,
that's
a good question.
Question for that. How much, so at the account that you want to send in, which line item on the balance sheet would that be, that took $65,000?
That'll be from our general account. And this is for the end of March, mind you. And we did pay quite a few invoices since then. I think right now our general account is at about $180,000 as of right now.
What line item would that be?
That would be line item 4 on the balance sheet.
Okay.
On the balance sheet?
Yeah. So if you look at the balance sheet right now, line item 4, general bank account, it shows $229,923. We have paid invoices and had payroll since then, so that amount has decreased somewhat. Now, it's a fluctuating account because you pay invoices from it, but then you get customer payments. So as of right now, with all the invoices paid, we have about $180,000 in the account. So I'd like to transfer at least 65 to the LAIF account.
Just briefly, and I'm going to what interest rate do you get on the LAIF?
I'm not entirely sure of the rate.
May I explain?
Yes, Director Link.
Okay, the way LAIF works is they have a whole bunch of people sitting around a table, and they're almost like day trading. And what happens is people call in to this account asking for a 5-day or a 6-day or a 30-day frontage of money. It's most of the time it's municipalities. Right? So they have different rates depending on. It could be 0.25%, 0.5%, or 8%. And typically the way it works, if somebody comes in and says, we need $500,000 and we're willing to pay 3%, they tell them no. Because if they're willing to pay what they consider a high percentage rate, means that there's a risk to the funds. They're very, very conservative about how it goes out. So, but usually this stuff is anywhere from days to weeks to maybe a couple months out, and that's it. It's an all short term type of a thing.
You go back into the LAIF.
Right.
Correct. So in essence, we don't really know the interest rate, but there is an interest rate.
There is an interest rate, but it's plus interest. It's plus interest rate. That's what the rate is. It's zero plus. So it's good. And the one thing, when I went there, when they were doing all their spiel, that I made a big question about was,
right now, is that
the state cannot touch that money. It is our money all the time. They cannot touch it ever. Okay?
Okay.
I was real, this was when RD was on the board. We went like 5-8 years ago
to check it out.
We were there for a couple of days, did a whole big cult thing, and it was like making sure. I asked, every time they talked about the money, I said, are you trying to convince us or yourself about this? I asked the people running.
Well, it sounds a little convoluted, but it makes sense that you know that you explain. I move that we transfer $65,000 for the lady.
Also, to add on to Director Link's explanation, which I thought was very good, if you look on the profit and loss page, just to give you like a financial idea, if you look on the first page in your financials, if you look at line item 19, interest income,
mm-hmm.
for March, it shows we made about $438 mm-hmm. in interest, and year to date, we've made almost like $20 shy of 11 grand for the fiscal year.
And
that's pretty
how
good.
Much is in that account right now?
And we have about $565,000 in the account right now.
That's not too bad, really.
It's something.
Yes, it's so. More than we were getting just sitting in the general account.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, is that motion still okay?
Yeah.
Who made a motion?
To the LAIF, is that correct?
Yeah, LAIF, Local Agency Investment Fund.
Of 65 grand?
Yep.
Yeah, that's my motion.
Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
She's like, well, wait a minute. It's going to die?
So I have a motion made by Director Sanderson to transfer $65,000 from the district's general account to the district's LAIF account, and second by Director Davis. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
No.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Link?
Yes. Did you care to discuss it?
I'm just looking at the, I don't know what the negatives of it are completely. So if we're earning interest, So that's fine.
No, but if you have questions, I would much rather.
You said that we have a question.
There is no risk as far as the state cannot take the money.
So if we take 65, that's going to.
And when they take it out of the pool. So they don't say, oh, well, Calhoun's got 500,000, we're going to take all of Calhoun.
Why not about the, how much it costs, how long, how much are we going to draft up there? How long it takes to transfer out?
How long does it take?
How much long does it take you to transfer back when you call them up?
I think it's the same day.
And what's the penalties?
There are no penalties for the transfers. There are no penalties to transfer.
And there's no, they don't charge us a file maintenance fee or a service fee or anything?
Well, no, but you have questions and I would rather you tell me. Because I would rather the next time you say yes or no because of your,
You can always amend or vote.
That's all right, we got to have one as problem.
It's not me this time.
We're good. No, but the thing is I would rather make sure she's understanding or her questions are answered. Okay, next item, candy donation. So you want to create a bunch of diabetics, huh? So, okay. You want to go talk about it? Or what? Or what's the whole deal? You want money for candy, right? Oh, you don't want money? What do you want?
We don't want money, we want candy and eggs.
Okay, so that means you need a...
Really quickly, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe Director Wargo and Director Israel might have to excuse themselves from the board for this agenda item. I just don't want anyone to get into trouble.
But the thing is, you don't want money, you want the candy and eggs.
Well, we can't give money, we don't have it. It's not a 501c,
it's
a community deal.
Yeah.
It's community.
No, I understand, but it's a goodwill gesture is what it is. So, in other words, the idea is to talk Ellie into stopping by the 99 cent store.
Okay, so, the eggs, Walmart has a box of 250.
Can you stand up here, ma'am?
No.
Turn on the mic and click it on, don't be like me.
Okay,
I
didn't want to stay on. Okay. So Walmart has boxes of 250 eggs for $10. If you guys are gonna donate candy, no chocolate. We don't want the kids getting bit by ants.
I didn't understand.
No chocolate. It's an Easter egg hunt for our community.
I'm
with raffles and.
Oh.
It's gonna be on Saturday. They have Easter egg stuffing party tomorrow night at Sarah's house at 4.
Am I invited?
Am I invited? I mean, Alan is the grandma.
Oh, yeah.
No, as long as we're not talking
about
water.
No, because it's not a district related.
We're not talking no water or nothing. It's
okay.
Yeah, as long as you
event.
Specify. No, but as long as you specify that this is not a water district event, we are here for the Easter egg, and there will be no, you just make that quick, and it's just like at the MAC meeting, when a bunch of us are at the MAC meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Same principle.
Yep.
Yeah.
But also to clarify, you cannot talk about water district business.
Right.
No, oh, yeah.
Exactly. No, we're too busy talking about other stuff.
Yeah, they're talking about everybody in town. Yeah, so now, is it perceivable for somebody to purchase it and then be reimbursed?
I have a memo here. You guys reviewed it.
No.
Is
it a new business?
Yeah, it's like kind of purchase. No, it will be issued or approved without a approved receipt or authorization. So they could go and, if we approved it, they could go and purchase it and then surrender the receipt to the district and get reimbursed.
Only items that you approve.
Right.
Non-chocolate, right?
So,
no chocolate.
A box of how many kids are you expecting?
We never do under 10,000 eggs.
Okay, huh? I know, huh? That's right.
You said 10,000 eggs.
We never do under 10,000 eggs for the hunt.
2,000.
So 10,000.
$10,000.
$10,000. Are you, we're talking those plastic eggs?
Yeah, we stuff and fill $10,000 plus.
And $250 is $10,000?
But that's not what we're asking for. We're just asking for a donation for it.
Well, no, no, but if we have to, we can't, like I said, we can't give cash. So if we say we'll buy 20 packs of eggs, as an example, that's like 4,000, 5,000 eggs.
Right now, we only need 8 boxes.
Okay, so we'll pay for 8 boxes of eggs.
And how much box?
And how much candy, how many pounds of candy?
You are? Well, they sell them in pieces at Wally.
At Walmart, they have the biggest bag that I've been able to find is
200, I think.
300 pieces.
Okay. I've been able to find the 400 pieces of Tootsie Rolls at Walmart for
$8.
Okay, so how many
$8
bags? Six? Eight? Ten?
There's 400, so probably about six.
Six. So, so somebody want to make a motion for 8 boxes of eggs and 10 bags of
six.
Well, I'm being
generous.
I just came up with $128. Does that sound about right?
Well,
we don't. We can't. We do it on. We, okay, I see. What
yeah, that's why we're doing it.
So, move for 8 boxes of eggs and
six bags of candy.
Of candy. I move that we approve.
Director Sanderson,
yes.
You need to specify color plastic eggs.
Yeah.
Because if they go out and buy real eggs.
Somebody else.
Now he's going to be boiling a lot of eggs.
It'd be cheaper to buy regular 8 boxes of regular eggs than it would be the
plastic
ones. So you guys would get lucky if we did that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get 250 eggs.
May I make a suggestion
that
the board put a caveat, like not to exceed $200, not to exceed.
That's
what I was thinking. If it came out to 100 and something.
I got 128. I did it real quick.
Not to exceed $150.
For 8 boxes of the eggs is $80.
Yeah, that's what I got. And then
the bags of candy were how much?
They're seven, almost $8.
$8
okay,
times
that's
48. 6 is 42.
48. And then it's 128. So
also put your taxes in on that too.
All right, so 175.
That's 150.
So make it 175.
Okay. So you want to try me again, or you want to do one? A motion. Do you want to try it?
All right, I'll make a motion that we approve 8 boxes of plastic colored eggs, non-food type, and 6 bags of miscellaneous candies. That's I don't think that has to be.
No,
with the maximum amount of $175 to be in reimbursed after receipts presented to the district.
I second the motion.
This motion made by Director Link to approve 8 boxes of colored plastic eggs and 6 bags of candy. Not to exceed a total cost of $175, which will be reimbursed via receipts submitted to the district, and then second by Director Sanderson. Is Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel is not on the board at this time. Director Wargo is also not on the board at this time. Director Davis?
Yes.
And Director Link?
Yes.
And
motion,
your presence
motion
is always welcome if you'd like to come help us fill those tomorrow. We'll be having chili.
You'll be having what?
Chili. I'm making serious chili.
Really?
And district is more than welcome to be out there on Saturday. We're going to start at 11.
Where are you guys going to be at?
Right out here.
Oh, okay.
Out here in the park.
Diana, you going to be there?
Right back. Really?
I'll be there.
Okay. Next item, sustainable groundwater Sigma. Any update?
GSP, which is the groundwater sustainable plan, the group issued a RFP, request for proposal, and has been completed with everyone's comments. All 154 pages of the RFP package, including the cover letter, may be reviewed on the GSA, which is Groundwater Sustainable Agency website, or the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency website. The group selected 11 consultants to invite in submitting their proposals. At the next meeting, we'll discuss the applicants and their bids, and that's where we're at.
When is the next meeting?
They hadn't decided. I mean, you're talking about 12 general managers and
getting together.
Yeah. It's like getting, you know, all the elected officials again. Everybody's got other commitments.
Okay, next item is the Cal Mutual. Since our memories have faded, what was this? Where were we at on that?
Sarah was supposed to call him and find out.
And I had questions, so you guys told me to go find out.
Okay.
Okay, so I called it in, and we had a discussion. I have my opinion on what I think we should do, which would be, my concern was that if we were going to buy into that $10,000 mark to get a seat on the board of that makes their decisions, we would still have to pay all the travel expenses for ourselves, going up to Sacramento and coming back and speaking on this behalf. Mm-hmm. My recommendation would be, I think that we could buy in at the lower level, and then if we wanted to continue to go up to Sacramento, we could then, you know, that $10,000 would cover could be travel costs instead of a seat on their board, which would be more director fees. It would be more everything else. We're getting better in the budget. We're still 40 grand beneath where we need to be, okay, approximately, or where we thought we were projected we were going to be. So we're still not breaking even yet. That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
I have something to say about that. I like that idea because, you know, I've been up there twice, okay? And like you're saying, you know, to pay $10,000 to be on that board per se, whatever, and we don't have to, like you're saying too, and we still have the same thing up there. Mm-hmm. We still do the same thing.
Okay.
We still go talk to the assemblymen, the senators, and things like that, like I did last time, which was awesome, and every single one of them was, you know, in our favor of stopping this meter tax thing that's going on, you know. And I talked to Mr. Ortega afterwards, and he said, if you guys don't approve, you know, the whole 10,000 or whatever, we still want you to be with us to help us out, and you still have the same say and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
When we go and talk to the assembly people and this and that, and your opinion and everything, and I like that idea better, you know. You know, and the thing is too, if you read, I don't remember what page it is, I marked it or whatever, but for the what do we call it? Disadvantaged.
Yeah.
Or disadvantage,
yeah.
They will help or they will pay for our travel and everything. You know, the mutual, Cal Mutual, yeah, will. So we won't have to.
Have they started doing that? Because we've reimbursed everything.
I know.
Up to this point.
But we haven't hit them up. Well,
we need to look into that for the next time we, you know, that
but
we're
we need,
invited to go.
Yeah, exactly. But we haven't joined or nothing, so they're not going to.
Oh, so once we join,
yes,
even at that $500 level.
Yes, it was in here somewhere. I wrote it. I marked it. Yeah. They will help reimburse the disadvantaged communities.
And that would be us.
Which we are. We're disadvantaged, yeah.
Yeah. No, I like that idea.
Uh-huh.
44% poverty rate, yeah.
So we're tier one. We would be tier one.
Yeah.
Which one do we want to go to? How much did you say? Or did you have a price? Or
price for what?
How much to pay them or whatever?
I think they have like a lower level, which was $5,000. I thought that would still be too high, but there was a lower level.
No, the lower level, the
lowest
is. They
got from 500 to 5,000. They got all these tiers here.
Oh,
500, 750, 1250.
What is our revenue?
2,500.
Yeah.
Per year?
Yeah.
Well, our budget, I believe we've tried to budget to a zero balance, so we don't have extra.
He's asking about
what. Yeah, well, what is it, you know?
What is our income?
What is our water sale?
Gross.
We're about $1 million, so there's about 2,500.
That's our revenue, I don't think.
Well, it doesn't say monthly. Why is it saying monthly in your signal? Capital Water District, $5,000, $10,000 monthly?
Monthly?
Look on page two of the county mutual. Under proposed schedule for regular sponsors of initiative. We fall in the, our revenue is about tier four, which is $2,500 to buy in.
Because there's a bunch of page twos in here.
No, annually.
No, that says monthly.
Okay, I'm lost, I can't find it.
Right here, Cal Mutual Report Organization.
Which page two is that?
It's this one. There's a bunch of looks like this.
That's how much they're paying.
And what are they paying for?
I don't know, we're not,
Reflects contributions from members as.
We're just saying monthly.
Capital.
Oh, yeah, she's on.
$5,000 to $10,000 monthly.
Yeah, it says monthly next to it.
See, where was that?
I'm looking at the memo dated December 3.
December 3, go to the next page. Calvin, it's this one here.
Where's it at?
Reflect contributions from members.
It's the second task.
Capital Water. $5,000 to $10,000 monthly.
Sure.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, but I had this. See this? The funds will also be used to help poor water districts.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, it's right here.
This right here, what I was talking about. The funds will also be used to help poor water districts send their representatives to public hearings in Sacramento.
Looks like we're among their top moneymakers of this list of people they've got here.
Yeah,
it's gross.
By far. Except for Santa Margarita, and that doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, but they have us down as we did that in January, but we haven't done any, we haven't sent them any money.
We haven't sent them any money. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly
going to
say no
to
$10,000
a month. I'm not going to agree to that.
Okay, so we need to get clarification.
Again, yeah, didn't say that somebody was going to
you
be
know,
there.
You know, I think if you look at the, there's a number sign next to the Cabazon. And if you look at the across the board, you'll see the number sign says board action completed in January. So it might be referring to because you look at the other people, the other agency that have paid, like Mesa Water, their board actions completed in January. So I don't think I think it reflects on you guys making a decision. Versus, it's a monthly fee, but I can call Mr. Ortega. He's out of town right now, but and get some clarification.
He said that somebody was supposed to be here today from.
He's out of town, and so if you guys want to table this, to the next meeting, I can maybe get him back over here.
Yeah.
Maybe he's free.
That sounds good.
Okay.
I'd like to make a comment, please. I have not made any about this. Just briefly, running the numbers by, we have 250 ratepayers, and in February, approximately of this year, $2,500 was spent to go there. That's one trip, I don't know. And I calculate that by $1,700 for two board members. Managers travel $500, approximate food and other expenses $300. That's $2,500. And a calculation of cost per ratepayer, 2,500 divided by 250, I come up with at this point $10 per ratepayer for 2019. Out of pocket already spent. That's all I need to. That's all I want to say.
Where are you going to get only 250 ratepayers?
We have 200. How many people do we have? How many?
1,000.
We have
We have 861 active account.
How many?
861.
861.
Okay. Well, still, just
$3.
That doesn't matter. That's just the 861. That's divided by 2,500. $2.09?
$3. Still something on that retail.
Well, that's still, anyhow, I just wanted to make comment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
That's good, so we know that.
Okay.
Do you need a point of privilege?
Are we almost done?
We're almost done.
No.
Okay. No, they were.
So we're gonna table this, is there a motion?
Yes, we're tabling it.
I make a motion to table this for the next meeting.
Just no action.
When Dan be here to speak.
All I gotta do is say is table it.
Table.
All right, the consensus of the board.
No action taken.
Yeah, everybody's saying table it.
Table.
Public comment.
No, you.
That's you.
You with the badge.
Look under.
Diana, you know what, you're sitting.
I was thinking a badge.
You're sitting.
I got off work early, so I was able to make a meeting.
You're actually sitting in John's seat.
You're welcome.
You are, that's where you always at.
Future agenda items?
Tahoe.
So this is.
Mutual, that's that mutual water thingy or whatever?
No, that's
No, that's California Rural Water Association.
No.
No, okay.
Well, I'm glad we're the board of Rob, can we?
No, I heard other people say no before me.
Why, you wanna go?
I don't even know what it's scheduled.
So really.
We wanted to bring it up to talk about it since we had last month, we didn't get a chance to bring it up then.
Really quickly, so this item is not on the agenda. I am not sure why it wasn't brought up in February, and apparently we didn't have a March board meeting. But if you do wanna discuss this, it would be considered a late breaking agenda item.
Okay.
So I believe the procedure is you'd first have to approve the late breaking agenda item, and then you can discuss it. So I'm assuming Director Wargo or Director Israel would make a motion to bring up discussion of the April 2019 Tahoe exhibit.
I make the motion to whatever Ellie just said about Tahoe. Late breaking news.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I'm sorry, it was Director Wargo second?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Abstain.
Director Israel?
Yes.
Director Davis?
Yes.
Director Link?
Hey,
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Can we talk about it with the 4/5 vote or no?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, you can. It passed.
So it passed to be on the agenda right now?
Yes.
So now we can talk about it.
Okay.
They had different classes. I don't remember what they were.
They're awesome.
I know there was one class on.
Here, let me look it up on you while you guys talk.
Okay.
And the cost too. I have to shut my mouth.
No, that's okay.
No,
no, that's
how much
does
it cost?
That's important.
$425 entry last time we did it.
Yeah.
And then,
but what do we get? Yeah, there's transportation, there's hotel, there's lodging, there's food.
At least $1,000 a person.
Absolutely.
That's $4,000. If Link's going up.
Why are you on?
I'm not going.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
Are we training schedule with it?
Oh,
Calvin?
That'd be 3,000.
3,000?
Just rough.
Yeah.
Rough estimate.
What do you guys need to know?
Like when it is?
That would be
what awesome. Classes they're offering?
22nd through the 25th.
Oh.
So
yeah.
2 weeks.
One.
No.
Monday
next
week.
3 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
at Hardee's Lake Tahoe Casino and Resort.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's even more, and that's a couple thousand a person.
No, the rooms
no.
were only 60 something a night.
Yeah.
$60
a night.
You get a.
Yeah, it was $60 a night.
You get a special rent if you reserve your room under them.
Yeah.
Now, do they have a list of the schedule of classes?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Education and training?
No.
No. Our program? Of course, I contact Ed will call me.
There you go.
Hey there.
Let's see if I can merge this.
Basic water map. Hey, that's Sarah's class.
Yeah, it was.
Those were fun, man.
Try to get us in it, huh?
You guys wanted to sleep in? I'll drop my calculator.
Drop class? Well, they didn't have that before.
What class?
Drop class. Drop class.
It's how to turn the water faucet off.
Yeah.
Water contract hours, management, construction management, advance. Groundwater contamination.
See, if you notice, most of them seem more geared towards management of the district or not the financial side of it, it's more towards workers and.
Vicious water management, and now construction. 10 most common pitfalls of the utility manager.
Groundwater would be cool.
Control distribution class.
Managing insurance risks.
Is there a way to get training out of this for any of our employees? Like that they could come out with like different certifications?
Grant funding. But you gotta pay
all in one week?
Human solutions for arsenic.
You mean if you sent an employee up here?
Resources,
yeah.
They would get certificates in the water, for taking the class.
In the water treatment.
You see how it says, for example, three SWRCB contact hours?
Uh-huh.
So you would get it, for example, if you took that one class, you would get a certificate stating you took the class and you obtained three contact hours. And for those employees that have distribution certification or treatment certification, you do need so many classes hours in order to keep up with your certification. But I think you only need a certain amount of hours per every 2 years or so.
But you can't go into this and like a T1 to become like a T2?
No.
Okay.
You
that's
can.
That's what I'm saying. Is this going to be a fast track way for somebody to get?
No, you have. There are certain requirements to level up your grade, and you have to take a state exam.
I think for board members, what would benefit most if you guys, you know, got educated in management, you know, all the classes underneath the orange category, management. Because basically, you know, you guys are elected to manage the water district.
Or not to flush, that is the question.
It's also for, you know, the board member that's not really not educated in the water per se, you know, what goes on.
If you all do decide, could whomever goes report back to us in a somewhat concise way?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know what I mean? The other board members?
California Groundwater Resources.
And tell them makes sense though. The brown or beige.
Yeah.
Orange or orange.
For board members that are interested, this is a side note. For board members that are interested in taking classes, but are not able to make the travel, or are conscious about funds, there is a program or a nonprofit organization called RCAC. I can't at this moment. I can't remember what RCAC stands for. But
rural community.
Thank you.
RCAC?
But yes, but they offer free online classes to anybody that has access online, and many of the classes are similar to this.
Really?
So, and because we are a disadvantaged community in a small water district, they don't charge us anything to attend these classes, and we have priority over larger agencies, if you wanted to enroll in a class. So
for the online classes.
Mm-hmm. They also have in-person classes. Those are held less frequently, but they do have them. I know our staff has attended several of these in-person classes because they are free. So we're trying to take advantage of the class and take advantage of the no cost. Many of them are, I know they've held them in San Diego and Claremont. So it is a little distance from here, but overall, it helps us, it helps the district. So if you weren't able to make it to a Tahoe exhibit, there's still a chance you could take either an online or in-person class at a later date.
I think they're gonna change it from Tahoe to somewhere else.
I think the other category, I think the other category that would benefit board members would also regulatory, learn about the regulations of the water code.
I mean, I'm interested in those classes, those two classes, though, that I can't go.
Last time we went, there was something, there was a program with the management where you came out with the state water management certificate.
Yeah.
And it costed like, it was like $200 extra or something like that. But you actually came out certified to run a...
Yeah, they no longer offer that.
No?
Yeah.
That sucks.
What?
They no longer operate it.
Oh. I know that it was never on this sheet, and when we went there, it was one of the classes they were on. Oh, it was like this separate sidebar management class.
I think last time we discussed, I called them, and they said they don't offer it anymore.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, since I have a job, I ain't going to go.
I'm going to see Mikey that week, so I can't.
So?
So it would be you two.
No, I
No.
Well, I guess that item's done.
Except if you could get that website.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's.
So we diverted to that, thanks to Ellen. We're going to save a lot of money.
Well, the other thing, too, is if by doing the ones in Claremont or San Diego, the for the employees to go, it's still 100 times cheaper because, yeah, we have to pay their hourly wages even when they're up there, but now we're not paying for all the extra.
Correct.
There's the other website that gives
that what Ellie was talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, RCAC.
There it is.
Okay.
Scroll up, Cal.
RCAC.
We erase it.
This is a Rural Community Assistant Corporation. Rural Water Assistant Corporation.
You're confusing his brain.
That's right. It's easy to do, my God. Y'all want to argue about it? We can. Now, where the hell is it at?
RCAC.org.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay.
You're as bad as my dogs. Okay. And we I'll just go on. I'm not on the internet. I got to go to the library. But so go on, and I'll figure all stuff out.
It's not difficult. If you have questions, you're more than welcome to ask me.
Thank
but
you,
it's not difficult to register.
No, district in extension two.
Okay. Good
deal.
Thanks, guys.
They also have the AB1234.
It's right there.
Training.
Oh, wow, there you go.
So if you wanted to refresh, you...
Your ethics training?
Yes. They're,
well,
like I said, they're held intermittently.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to address you. Are you... You?
Okay.
Are you... I don't know how to say this
myself.
Without offending you. Are you... What is your gender? And, you know, I don't
know. Well,
that's the sexual harassment.
That's
our
wrong training.
Time. I'm in the process.
That training wasn't that bad, though.
No.
Basic financial management, financial policies, and procedures for small water systems.
Did I say that?
Oh, see, that one's in Truckee. Oh, that one's just across the street from Tahoe.
By the way, I'm in the process of getting you here.
It is.
All right. She took me to the vet a long time ago.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so do we have to vote on that or no? Do we have to vote or anything on that agenda or are just going to drop
it?
The Tahoe, it sounds like it's being dropped.
Yes.
Dropped due to an action.
Yeah.
No action.
I'd like to go, but, you know, I'm just looking at our district as the money
wise. Any other questions, comments, or?
What's the training going on in Banning?
Yeah, what's that?
Wait a minute, Morongo.
That's
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What are they doing?
Calvin, can you click on that one for Banning?
AAWMA.
North American Waste Management. I don't know.
That's
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
No charge.
But there's really no indication of what it is. So.
Click here for fire.
I have a question. What's that? 91644798.
Click here for fire.
One.
I'll put it. She said that.
I heard you.
She said click here for fire.
Well,
here it is.
Morongo and Audrey's
Center's Native American Water Masters Association. Never mind.
Well, you know,
no, I don't want to run the Indians.
The Indians, I'm lucky they even let me go to the casino.
Yeah, me too.
Baby, you work there.
No, I've stirred some pot. I've stirred some feathers.
Okay.
Me too.
Feathers.
Ooh. Why are you still there?
Yeah. With the
pump
smarter
than
that.
I
stirred some good feathers today.
So you can still work there?
I know my
laws. It's easy to do that. Who wants Fall Systems Utility Management Workshop? Where's Hilo? Oh, that's Hawaii.
Hilo? Where's Hawaii? I don't see Hawaii there.
Hilo, Hawaii. Julian, I think
it's
Julian.
Well, that's just down the street. It is.
Yeah, it's a nice place, though.
Okay, I'm going to. When's the Salt Lake one? Oh.
When's the deal with nitrate?
We're going to New Mexico.
But now the board knows. So moving forward, now the board is aware of this website.
Okay, so we go to that website and we can find that stuff right there.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Calvin.
And Ellie.
Ellie.
You're very welcome.
I'll go with Blackstaff.
Okay.
Okay.
Public comment.
Do you have classes in Vegas? I mean, my daughter lives up there. Why not?
Shall we move on?
Yeah, we did a few.
Future agenda items.
We did that right now.
Yeah, I got some rough.
Any future agenda items? No, Sarah? Martin? Alan? No.
Yes. What is going on with the property line?
That'd be an management report.
For Main Street and Pecan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're waiting on the county to approve the surveyors.
Okay, so can we get an update on that next month, please?
So the fencing line was all taken care of?
Well, there was survey which showed that the fencing line was. If you drive up there, you see where the telephone pole is?
It goes up to 3 feet, yeah.
The telephone pole is probably right, probably on the property line, and the fence is, like, wrong.
Do we get Edison to move the pole?
No.
No, just kidding.
Anyway, the other thing I would like is, if you could get an update on the report on the one I talked to you about yesterday, the report on the construction costs and service fees, and because if I remember right, I had made mention I'd asked that they include the deal about the sprinkler system,
mm-hmm.
or the fire suppression system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we could get an update on that next month, I would greatly appreciate it. Okay. And then management comments?
I have an item I'd like to include on the on May's agenda. The personnel committee to meet with the general manager for his annual performance evaluation, and that way in June we can all meet in closed session with the attorney present to negotiate my contract.
Are we going to need an ad hoc for that, or?
A personnel committee?
Yeah.
I don't think we actually have a personnel committee at this point in time.
Thought you did. Wasn't it Director Davis and Director Warga?
Yeah, it was me.
It was Lincoln.
It used to be me like a year ago or something, and then they changed it over to them.
You want to do it again?
Sure.
All right.
You two are doing it again? Okay. So that's on the.
Oh, God, you're going to order three.
That's on the beginning.
That's why you don't move your tie up.
Just do it at the Easter egg, have something right.
I don't know.
But I don't want to talk about it there. Nobody's going to want to ask for one.
I'll bring one, that way we're good.
Do we need to set that up now or next time?
I think it's going to talk about it next
time. I do want
to. Oh, you guys.
I would like to talk about moving the meeting next month, 1 week off.
forward or backwards, if that's acceptable to everybody.
I don't have anything on my calendar, so.
To?
May?
Either the 14th or the 28th, in April.
May?
Well, wait a minute.
Where, it'd be May.
I'm looking in the wrong month, sorry.
May?
Well, wait a minute.
It's the day before my birthday in May.
It's supposed to be.
On the 21st?
Right, I work swings that day.
I say the 28th.
The very end of the month?
Yeah.
Or would you prefer to have it the week before? We can do the end of the month, but.
That's. That'd be 4 weeks from now. I'm just, because I have, my last day of school is the 22nd. Because my last day of school is there.
So she doesn't want to be here, she just.
The 28th?
Yeah. So that would get it only 4 weeks.
We could, no, no, no.
And that way I don't have to miss my class.
We could have it on the 19th and have a barbecue.
We could do it. We're going to be closed on the 27th.
It's not the 15th.
We could do the 28th. If we did, so we, I believe it shouldn't be a problem to have it on the 28th, if that's what the board decides. If we did move it up to the 14th, the week before, that could be accommodated as well, except just as a warning, the financials may not be ready by then. Chances are they will. We'll have to rush a little, but there's a slight chance the financials may not be completely up to date if we had it the 14th.
Do we need to make a vote on that?
The 28th will be ready,
yeah.
So.
Okay. The 28th will be later.
I make the motion that we have it, we move the May meeting to the 28th.
I second the motion.
Do we have to have it on Tuesday?
No.
Well, that's what I was trying to.
Yeah,
well, that's what I was trying to see because my calendar looks kind of screwed up. It shows me working swing, day, like 3 weeks straight. So, let's do the 28th and then if there's any.
Okay, we do post it on the bills and the website, so if we're gonna change it, preferably I'd like to know before we print the bills at the end of the month.
I'll know tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm so
bad.
Because the meeting is June something.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I can get a copy of that
site. So you want to put that on the
copy of the fresh copy.
Okay. So in that case, does the board want to refrain from motioning?
Yeah,
but we'll decide.
Because it's been done before, just on phone calls.
So we'll do it next time.
So we're going to.
Tentatively the 28th.
That way.
It's only 3-4 times a year that you got to go in the mail.
Right.
That something's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a back on the board.
Okay.
On what day?
No, but I need to know that we have a back in.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about the back in.
Knowledge of it, put it on the bill with our the month that we have to
meet.
What time do you hear?
We have it like, it's every 3 months.
The MAC meeting's not until June.
Yeah.
But I post it on water bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't see an issue with that. It's printed. Printed on the water bill like you do the next time the meeting is. Put a note that the MAC meeting is coming up.
We'd have to know, somebody would have to tell us when the meetings are.
June what? June 6th, was it?
I believe it's the first.
Yeah, June 6th.
Okay.
See, we'd miss it.
The first Thursday of month?
It would have to come out next month's bill.
Yeah, I don't think, that's just a community service item.
Yeah.
Have somebody get to you tomorrow, or you have the exact date, right?
June 6th is the MAC meeting.
Okay, just have it.
And then the next one is September 10th.
Yeah, but you could, or somebody, one of us could notify her, to have her put it on the bill next month?
Yeah, somebody's on the
MAC. We could, but some, We could, quite frankly, though, if we're going to do that, I don't have... I can try to reach out to people every month and say, hey, when is the next meeting?
No, it's only...
Oh, no, I can somebody get you
you're only going to do it three times...
Three times a year.
Four times a year.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll make sure you get the information.
Not every month.
Okay.
No, it's only every 3 months.
Okay.
June
okay.
6th and September 10th.
And okay. December something.
All right. Board member comments, that's what we've been doing.
Well, Friends of the Library, second Saturday of each month, does it do so.
Mm-hmm.
And they have audio and video stuff, too. Some of it's pretty decent.
Future board items, finance and audit workshop on May 21st, regular board meeting May 21st, personnel committee.
Right.
We're going to discuss when the personnel committee meets next month.
Right.
Okay. So that would be the agenda item that you want.
Yeah, we're getting dates and a date. No.
And the Water Alliance meeting on April 24th. Are you going? Or is it you now?
What?
It's him now.
April 24th, the Water Alliance meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I make motion to adjourn.
Oh, you're too late. You're second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay. I didn't have no comments.
We adjourned at 19.
Thanks for coming, Diana.
Okay, we have public for that.
So,
thanks for...